U.S. coffee chain Starbucks has opened its first coffee bean farm and processing plant in China. The venture in southwestern Yunnan province is aimed at boosting sales and convincing more Chinese to switch from tea to coffee. Since opening its first store in Beijing in 1999, Starbucks now has over 800 stores across China. But Starbucks chairman Howard Schultz has his eyes set on further expansion.
We're in 31 cities, and in cities that most Americans have never heard of. And the response is like Shanghai and Beijing. It's unbelievable to us. And so we want to be aggressive, and at the same time, we want to demonstrate the kind of company we are in doing the right thing. And by that I mean making sure we're investing in our people, providing our customers with a great place to enjoy coffee, and in terms of what we're going to do here in Yunnan, build the kind of relationship with coffee farmers where we demonstrate we're going to pay a premium price for the highest quality coffee in the world, and I think do something that has not been done before.
It's the first time Starbucks will grow its own coffee, as the company presently buys its coffee beans from farmers in over 30 countries. Under the agreement signed Friday, the Yunnan government will invest $453 million to expand production by over five times to 200,000 tons by 2020. Farmers like Chen Kuo-yin have been drawn to the promise of higher salaries.
Us coffee farmers don't really understand the cultivation of coffee, but according to current national indications, we know that poorest city is vigorously promoting the growth and cultivation of coffee. Other than that, us farmers don't know much more.
Starbucks hopes the deal will spark coffee growth in the region and allow it to bring Yunnan's distinctive coffee flavor to local customers like Mr. Lee.
But I think I would like to try this new product because, after all, this is China's own product. So I think if I were to try it and it tasted okay, there wouldn't be any problem.
The Seattle-based chain hopes China will eventually become its second home market after the U.S. Arnold Gay, Reuters.